Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Robert Acosta speaking, the chair of Accessible World and Tech Talk. And we're here in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room of accessibleworld.org for another stocking stuffer. We started in 2008, so you can do the counting. We're still here. This is Stocking Stuffer Part 1. The date is November 2, 2015. Dear friends and supporting vendors, each year we present our Stocking Stuffers program in an attempt to provide our audience with a variety of choices of gifts for the holiday season. We also present Stocking Stuffers in order to thank our vendors who sell us their products and to give them an opportunity to discuss and demonstrate them. We shall always have questions from our wonderful audience. 8 to 8:30 Eastern Time, we welcome the Sea Crane Company back again this year with our dear friend Jessica Martinez, advertising manager, who will discuss the latest products and answer questions from the audience. She hoped to get a lot of questions from our audience, but we're pros, and we understand if she might say, I have to research this. She likes to do her research, and I wish more speakers would do that. But the phone number for Sea Crane, you've heard it all over, like on the George Norrie Show and so forth, is 800-522-8863. Website, www.ccrane.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege and honor at this time to introduce, from the Sea Crane Company, Jessica Martinez, and I will unlock the microphone.
To talk. Okay, can you hear me? Okay, so
yeah,
the one question I received was, when will they have accessible internet radio, or at least one that can be hooked to a computer to set it up and look for internet stations? At this point, you know, they're always looking to find a way to actually have internet radio accessible for the blind. At this point, it's not quite there. I know that they're working on it every day, especially with Android technology out there, so that it can actually communicate with you back and forth. So at this point, I know that they're doing all the research they can, and as soon as it will be available, we will have it. I know that. So it is, as they call, R&D, research and development. So they're constantly doing and looking for ways to make that applicable for us. So hopefully in the future, we will have something. New to our catalog this season is the CC Skywave. I would say that this is our most popular radio right now. You'll probably be hearing George talk about it on Coast to Coast. It's really just an exceptional pocket radio. It's a travel size radio. It runs on two AAs. It runs about 70 hours on two AAs. It receives AM, FM, shortwave, weather, and the aviation band. And the aviation band is going to get your local air traffic control. So it's really neat to listen in, especially if you're maybe stuck in an airport or something and you need to pick up what's going on because they're not telling you. The size is about 5 inches wide. It's about 3 inches high, and it's about an inch in depth. So it's not too big, and it's less than 3 pounds with the batteries in. So it's wonderful. It comes with a pair of CC buds and has a speaker as well. So that one is $89.99, and the optional AC adapter is $14.99. Highly, highly recommended for a stocking stuffer this season. As well as our CC Pocket Radio. I'm sure you guys are remembering the CC Pocket Radio that we've had now coming up on 3 years, and that one is AM, FM, and weather. That's perfect in a stocking. It's great. It's a little pocket radio, obviously. Fits in directly in your pocket, a big sweatshirt. AM, FM, like I said, receives very well for a little pocket-sized radio. That one is $64.95, runs with two AA batteries. It's about 2.5 wide, about 4.25 high, and about 1 inch in depth. It's got the nice, easy, accessible buttons on the face as well. And that one does have the earbud operation as well as speaker. So that one is definitely a good one for the stocking stuffer. And then, of course, we have, you know, our signature CC2 radio, the 2E. That one obviously doesn't fit in a stocking, but it is great. Perfect for reception. It's our flagship radio. It's $169.95, receives AM, FM, weather, 2-meter handband, and weather alerts. But those are the newest radios we have right now, and the ones that I would highly, highly recommend for anyone. And then, of course, you know, our best flashlights. We've got the Power Vivid pocket flashlight. Fits great into a stocking. We've got earbuds. That's wonderful for a stocking. Everybody could use a pair of earbuds. We've got several different kinds. My favorite are the CC Buds. They're tuned for the spoken word. So they're great for music, but also amazing for talk radio. And those ones are $12.99. CC Buds. So those ones, you've got to get a hold of one of those. And then, of course, our pillow speaker. We do very well with the pillow speaker. It's great for anybody, really. Just plug it into your radio, your cell phone, your tablet, whatever you're using, and plug it in under your pillow. On top of your pillow, you can listen and not bother your significant other or your neighbor. So that one's a big barn burner. Another one we have that's new this season is the CC LED Spotlight XB. So going into our LED lights, this one is amazing. It makes a great gift for anybody. You know, it's nice to have a spotlight. And that one's $49.99. It's almost like a trigger finger spotlight. So that works out great. So those are the new products we have. Those would be the best that we could suggest for the holiday season.
All right, Jessica, you're not done yet because we're going to have some questions. Could you talk about the radio with the harness, which I got? Is it a CC Pocket? I don't even know. But anyway, now I can walk around with my guide dog and hear the news or whatever because you put this harness on, which sounds cumbersome, but it isn't, and put the radio in the pocket and listen, you know, and you don't have earphones. I don't because I have to hear where I'm going, and it works beautifully. Are they still selling that one, the radio with the harness, Jessica?
Actually an accessory. So it is our chest harness. It is item WERKH, and that is $29.99, and it works with a lot of our pocket radios, actually. Even the Skywave, it's a little snug, but it will technically fit in there. But, it is just a chest harness. I use it with my cell phone as well. And, it goes around your chest, and you can walk around with the CC pocket radio, the Skywave, a cell phone, anything that's, you know, about that size of the CC pocket, about 2.5 to 3 inches wide. It'll fit in there and about 4 inches high. So it works out really, really well. It's very convenient.
Okay, and before I forget, my dear friend Fran wants to know, she didn't write in a question and said, can I still ask it? I said, oh, sure. Will C-Crane ever come up with a talking digital radio? There have been experiments with digitals. I won't give the brand, but some big stores have done them. And we purchased them. And the blind market is very small, and sighted guys didn't seem to take to it. It didn't last long. But would C-Crane ever think of experimenting with an HD radio that talks, that gives the frequencies, etc.?
You know, we won't really do an HD radio, to be honest, because we don't have the signal here, and HD hasn't really taken off like expected. It was really supposed to be a big, big deal, and it is in some areas, but if you're, you know, in a rural area or a mountainous area, that signal doesn't travel very far. So it's a little bit more difficult for us because we focus on long range, and that really kind of minimizes that for us. So I don't think we will have an HD radio in the future, and definitely not one that speaks to you. But that's where we're working on internet radio, because that's really the way we see the future going for radio is through internet radio and actually finding something that will, like I say, talk to you. I know I mentioned that in the beginning of the call and interview, and that one will actually work kind of like an Android does in that base technology. So we're working on that more or less.
That is exciting. An internet radio. I gave one to a sighted friend the other day because I couldn't access it. In order to get the stations, I needed a sighted friend. And when I couldn't get a station, of course, I love my sighted friends, but they're never there when I need them, you know. And so the fact being that if you guys ever get an internet radio, because the radio worked, It was good, but it was not accessible. And I want to tell you, I've purchased products from Sea Crane where I tried it and said, I'm sorry, it's not accessible. They took it back without any problem. They said, we're sorry that it isn't. I won't give the name of the radio, but there was one especially that I loved. It did everything, but it wasn't accessible. And I appreciate that. One more thing, one little story. When we had a blackout in our neighborhood, of course, being blind, it didn't matter to us, but the neighbors were going crazy. I whipped out one of the LED flashlights that Art Bell pushed with Sea Crane. I bought about five and I whipped it out, and we were the stars of the neighborhood because we had a big flashlight that really flashed out there. So don't think, you guys, because most of us are blind, well, we don't need a flashlight. Well, you may not, but your neighbors do sometimes. All right. If you have any questions, hit F8. And if you have a microphone, hit the letter Q and enter, and you'll be recognized. F8. If you don't have a mic, write your question and enter. And with that, I hope Ron is ready here. Ron, do we have any questions at this time from our audience?
I have a question.
Hang on, Bob. Ruthann has a question.
Go ahead. I never argue with my wife. She has a question. Go ahead.
Also, could you tell us if... I'm trying to ask, okay, the price of the pillow speakers, and also do the buds work with a hearing aid? Hearing aid, because you will have to remove that in order to get the buds in. I would think that headphones would be better, and our headphones do work well with the hearing aid. I would recommend the wooden headphones. Those are very, very nice, very rich sound. Those ones are $59.99. We have the pillow speaker that is available, just the plain pillow speaker with the blue cover for $22.99. And we have the pillow speaker with volume control, and that also has that beautiful blue cover as well, and that one is $24.99. And those are plus shipping. Shipping is $6.99. So very reasonable. Yes.
Okay, very good. Ron, do we have any questions at this time?
Yeah, I see Marsha Moses.
Yeah,
is waiting.
I see Marsha Moses.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. And I have a question with the Sea Crane Skywave radio. Are there instructions, either Braille or spoken instructions for that radio? And also, real quick, I have the CC Pocket radio, which I love, and I love the earbuds that came with that particular radio. Is that the C buds, or is that a different style of earbud?
The Skywave does have audio instructions available, no Braille, but definitely audio instructions, and you just request them when you order, and they'll send them to you at no cost. It is an audio CD. And then the CC Pocket, that's a great question. We actually had two different versions that were mailed out with the CC Pocket. So in the beginning, we had the CC wooden earbuds, and those ones we still have available. They're $9.99. And then we also were mailing the CC Pocket radio out with the CC Buds. And that was the newest version. So it just depends on what version you got. But we do still have both available, the CC wooden earbuds, like I say, $9.99, and then the CC buds that are actually for the talk radio that are sending out now. Those are $12.99.
Okay. And, Ron, do we have any other questions, please?
The only other one I see is from Mitchell.
Do you guys have Bluetooth transmitters that you can plug into a USB port on your computer to be able to connect like a Bluetooth speaker to it and stuff like that?
We don't have any Bluetooth transmitters at this time. Really, the only transmitter we have is our FM transmitter, and it's great because you plug it into any device with an eighth-inch jack. So if you have your computer headphone jack, you plug the FM transmitter directly into the headphone jack, and then it transmits out to an FM frequency within the, you know, a good 40 feet line of sight. So if there's internet radio that you want to transmit, or some kind of conversation or music or what have you from your computer or tablet or radio, anything that has an eighth-inch jack, the FM transmitter is perfect, and that is available for $49.99, so the FM transmitter.
Okay, and we're hearing a little bit of an echo, so our fire engineers will turn their speakers down. I know you're monitoring, and I appreciate that. Ron, do we have any more questions at this time?
I don't see anything at this time.
Well, my goodness, with all the sea crane questions we get on lists and such, I'm shocked, but we're also very much listening to advertisements, the newest things. We appreciate it, and I'm going to thank you so much, Jessica, for all of your help over the years, and this was a bit shorter than I anticipated because I love to hear you. How can we reach the researchers? What if in the middle of the night I have a wild idea about a talking internet radio or something, or just a suggestion? Is there a way to reach the developers, or is it better to write if they write to me and then we write it on to you or Bob?
Yeah, no, that's actually a great question. The best way is really for you to send an email to us, and it's customerservice@seacrane.com. And I know that sounds like a general email, but it really does go out to our product development department, and they do file everything. They keep everything. We do use suggestions from customers. In fact, that's how Mr. Crane really designs and thinks of radios and thinks of his ideas, is from customer suggestions. So I highly, highly, highly recommend to email us, because like I say, they are forwarded. We do really read everything, and we take everything into consideration. So absolutely, that's the best way. It's customerservice@ccrane.com, and we do respond as well. And sometimes even Mr. Crane will respond. So definitely send us an email if you have any suggestions, ideas. We love to hear it, because that's how we get new products out there.
Very good. Let me ask the last time. Ron, do we have any questions up there for our wonderful Sea Crane representative?
Okay. It looks like Vinny also has a question.
Hello, Jessica. Which of the radios would you say is more selective, more sensitive, the Pocket or the Skyway? I'm not sure of the differences, you know, besides one gets 2 meters and... No, one doesn't get. One gets the weather, and one gets something else. Go ahead through that again, please.
The Skywave and the CC Pocket are very similar in reception. So essentially, really, if you put the two radios side by side, they should get the same. They should receive the same because they have the same kind of antennas built in. However, with the Skywave, you have a rotary dial to adjust for fine-tuning. So I do find that sometimes if you're on the cusp of a station, you might be able to fine-tune it in a little bit better. Oh. Than that digital step tuning by 10 kilohertz. So I do find that the Skywave is a little bit easier, but like I say, side by side, the two radios are going to be very similar in receiving capabilities. So you might find that the two radios are very, very much the same. But the Skywave is AM, FM, weather alert, and aviation. So you're going to receive the local air traffic control from airports. And then the CC Pocket is AM, FM with weather and weather alert. So those are the major differences. But like I say, side by side, they're going to be very similar for reception.
Very good answer. I must say, in all honesty, it's so tragic because my 2C and 2E radios fight hard. But AM radio around my town with computers blazing, we have our moments when sometimes it's crystal clear. And when it is, I can guarantee you, I can tell you guys, the Sea Crane radio is supreme. But when the static hits, it's hard for any of them to work, I'll tell you, around us. Anyway, I don't know. Other people may say, I never have that problem. Ron, any final question? We're doing good on time here.
Hang on. I think Ruthann has a question. Hang on.
Yeah. Best time to order to get it in time for Christmas would be really the 10th or the 11th of December. I wouldn't wait any longer with the holiday season. Give it at least 2 weeks so that there's no congestion. You'll have time to wrap up that present, get it under the tree. So make sure you order by the 10th or the 11th in order to get it by the holiday season.
Okay, so Ruthann asked a very good question on shipping. And the 10th or 11th guarantees it in your stocking for Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you're going to do. Okay, I'm going to ask the last question here. I don't know if Ron's handling it or Michael, but whoever is there, and they're doing a good job. Any other questions here from the screen? And then we'll wrap it up here. Emphasis, please.
Okay, let's try this again. I have an iPhone 5S and a Focus 14 Braille display. Would you be carrying a your carrying device be able to handle both of them?
I think the question was, Ruth Ann, there was a lot of echo. They have an iPhone, something about a Braille display. With a Braille display, would the iPhone be able to be carried with the harness, the accessory? Jessica, I think that was the question. I hope I have it right, because there was echo there.
Yeah, if it's just the iPhone, it will fit in that harness just fine. I would think if there was any other accessories besides a headphone accessory, it won't fit in the harness. But, yeah, as long as it's just the iPhone 5S, 5C, it will fit in just fine, even down to the iPhone 4. Once you get into the iPhone 6, that one's a little bit large, so that one won't fit in the chest harness. But definitely the iPhone 5, the iPhone 5S, 5C and the iPhone 4, so definitely.
Okay, Gary has one last question. Are you going to have a digital TV?
There was an option of carrying a wind-up TV at one time, and the fact that it just ran out of power so quickly, it's not very, I would say, user-friendly for the everyday person. So I don't think we will. We're going to stick with radio and Wi-Fi reception as well. So I don't see us going back to the TV.
But Jessica, is your last one, your solar observer, is that out of wind up? Would you correct me on that, please?
Yeah, the solar observer, it's our AM FM weather with the hand crank, the wind up. The solar panel for power, as well as AA batteries. There's an optional power cord, too, and that is $14.99. But that is available. The solar observer is $54.99. And like you said, wind-up AM, FM weather receives the solar panel for power, as well as AA batteries.
Jessica, on behalf of Accessible World and Tech Talk, we want to thank you and the Sea Crane Company for being here again and kicking off our Stocking Stuffers Part 1 program. And I'm going to give you the last word for contact information. Thank you so much for being here.
Bob, I appreciate your invitation and letting Sea Crane come on. And if you guys have any other emails, feel free to email me. You can reach me as well through customer service at ccrane.com, and I will respond myself directly. So if you have any other questions, just holler at me.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you, engineers there. There are engineers are really scrambling with the phone bridge. Sometimes it's perfect, and it didn't do that badly. Randy, let me ask if our next speaker is in the room. Denise, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Let me lock this and properly introduce you. And now we turn to our 8:30 to 9:15 segment. We'll see how far she could go. She probably could do much longer when she starts talking about her wonderful products. Our great friend Denise Russell of Speak to Me Catalog will discuss and demonstrate her products for the holiday season. Phone number 800-248-9965. Email vendor, V-E-N-D-O-R, at speaktomecatalog.com. Website www.speaktomecatalog.com. And the beautiful thing about Denise's website is it's accessible. You can actually hear most of the products on that one. But calling her, she's just a delight. It's my great privilege and honor to introduce our dear friend, Denise Russell of Speak to Me Catalog, to talk to us today about some wonderful holiday products. I know I'm going to buy some. Okay, Denise, let me unlock this. The microphone will be yours.
All right, we're cooking with gas, as they say. All right, thank you for inviting me back this year. We almost didn't make it, but we're in here now for the stocking stuffer. I appreciate you contacting us every year, and we enjoy presenting our products to everyone out there listening. A couple of years ago, I started making a presentation about how the Speak to Me catalog products integrate into your daily life. Many people think that because we're gifts and novelties, that's all we have is toys and bears and whatever, but we have a lot of practical things that have a novelty flair to them, but they also help in daily living. So what I want to do is have a pretend situation where I am going to a Speak to Me house. A friend of mine has invited me over for tea, and I am going to show you how our products work well in anyone's home.
Left.
Okay.
Good voice reception.
All right, so let me turn my voice down on my computer here. Okay, so we're going to start at the front door. And at the front door, you're going to ring the doorbell, and I will ring the doorbell. That is our holiday doorbell that we sell for $29.95. Not only does it do a doorbell, but it will also do six melodies. I'll move the switch over. Or it'll do three melodies. It runs on four C batteries. You simply hang the doorbell out on the front porch there, and when someone comes in, they press the doorbell. The piece on the inside that runs on four C batteries will function. It operates from a good, I'm going to say, about 300 feet away, so it does get nice reception. So you can carry your doorbell around in the house if you want to carry it around, or just put it in a convenient room and you have your doorbell announcing who's coming to the door. Okay, while you're at the door, you see another button. This is our wireless intercom system. So now you want to speak to the person in the house. You simply press the button on the intercom, state your message or what you want to say, and the person on the inside of the house will respond back with their unit. You get two units. They're waterproof, so you put one on the outside. It takes four AA batteries, and the one on the inside takes four AA batteries. It's basically like a walkie-talkie. We sell these for $89.95. So your host has opened the door and let you in, and you're coming into the living room area, and the first thing you see is our 7-in-1 stereo system. Last year we had the 5-in-1. This year, now it is the 7-in-1. It is a one-piece unit, all contained. It has a three-speed turntable on the top, a cassette player on the side, a AM/FM radio, a CD player, and a CD recorder, and the new feature. Oh, let me turn this up. The new feature on the unit is Bluetooth. So now you can actually Bluetooth your iPod or your iPad or your phone to the stereo and play your music through the speakers of the stereo. We sell that for $239.95, and that comes with audio instructions made by Seth, who's helping us now. He did a very detailed instructions on how to use the stereo, and because it's not talking, but it's enough buttons and turn dials on it where we can operate it as blind people. As I'm sitting in the living room, I notice there's a big bowl of wonderful popcorn. And who doesn't like popcorn? Well, we now sell a 3-quart popcorn popper. You put it in the microwave. Finally, you can get rid of those old Orville Rettenbacher nasty popcorn bags full of chemicals and who knows what. Now you can take your own popcorn, put it in our microwave bowl, put it in the microwave, and within 2 minutes, you can have fresh popcorn, no additives, and fresh and crispy. We sell that for $27.95. I noticed that the hostess is in the kitchen, and I mosey on over to where she's at, and I notice she's preparing tea for me, and I say, oh, wonderful. She says, well, what do you think about our new whistling microwave tea kettle? Again, another new product at the Speak to Me catalog, quick and easy. Simply put the teapot in the microwave, and with 2 minutes, you will have hot water for your tea or your cocoa, whatever you're trying to make. We sell that for $18.95. I also noticed that on her stove, she has a pot boiling with some eggs. She was going to serve us some hard-boiled eggs, and she has our new beef egg product in the bowl. People say, what is beef egg? Beef egg is a little device about the size of an egg, and when you want hard-boiled, soft-boiled, or medium-boiled eggs, you simply drop this device in the water, and it will play a melody. So, for instance, if you want a soft-boiled egg, it will play. Oh, Susanna. If you want a medium boiled egg, it'll play. Take me out to the ball game. And finally, for a hard boiled egg, it'll play. Hail, hail, the game's all here. Just a fun way, again, you know, of course we all know how to boil eggs, but just a fun way to know when your eggs are done. We sell the beef egg for $19.95. I notice also that she still has some of our products that we've sold through the years, like, for instance, our Henrietta egg cooker. A hen-shaped device that holds about 5 or 6 eggs. You can boil your eggs in Henrietta, and when the eggs are done, she will cluck like a chicken. She is electrical. Just plug her in and get her going. And I noticed that she also had our Hero hot dog steamer. This is another kitchen device shaped like a hot dog. You could put in side of the steamer about 7 or 8 hot dogs, and when the dogs are done, the steamer will bark like a dog. The Henrietta egg cooker and the hot dog steamer are both $30.95 each. Also, I noticed she had our new talking measuring cup, speaks volume measuring cup for $59.95. It'll measure up to 3 cups of either liquid or dry ingredients. It takes 3 AA batteries, and it speaks very nicely and does a very good job of measuring whatever you need to measure for your cooking. I notice that she's getting my tea ready. She's pouring it in one of our new talking mugs. We have several talking mugs. However, our latest one is our bird mug. When you pick it up off the table, it will play. I put it down, pick it back up again. It does 8 different authentic North American bird sounds. The beauty of our ceramic cups is that the module that makes the cup speak can be taken off the cup to screw it right off. Then you can take the cup and put it in either a dishwasher or hand wash it. That's the beauty of that. They take three button cell batteries, and they're 12 ounces. And each of our cups are $11.95. When I say each of them, we have about four other cups. We have our cow mug that tells cow jokes. We have the shut the duck up. I won't, you can probably figure what that is. And I love farting mug. And our a new one I don't have here right now to demonstrate is our shotgun mug. So when you pick it up, it sounds like a shotgun. All of those mugs are ceramic, 12 ounces, and they're $11.95. So my hostess then places my eggs on a platter, and she gives me these wonderful salt and pepper shakers. Well, since she knows that I like to go to Las Vegas every now and then, don't win too much, but like to go, she gave me my granny and my slot machine salt and pepper shakers. So when you pick up the slot machine salt and pepper, it sounds like this. Like I'm cashing out of a slot machine. And Granny will say,
come on, double, double diamond.
So these are motion activated, so when you pick them up, they will speak. So just a fun ceramic, very nicely sculptured salt and pepper shakers, and just a conversation piece for your table, your dining table. All right. Also, a new product that we have at the Speak to Me catalog is our new liquid level indicator. We sell that for $12.95. You simply place it on the side of a cup, and it will give you two sounds. One is basically you have filled the cup. The other one is be careful, the cup is about ready to spill, to overfill. So that helps you as far as, you know, pouring your liquids, be they hot or cold, in a glass or a mug. I'm sitting in the living room now, and I'm discussing health issues with my host. And we are talking about the latest and the greatest from Speak to Me catalog as far as health and exercise things to help us exercise. And I'd like to mention a few things that we have in that regard. We have a talking blood pressure monitor, speaks English and Spanish, comes with the adapter and four AA batteries. We sell that for $65.95. We also have one for the wrist. That one Velcros around your wrist, takes two AAA batteries, speaks English or Spanish. We sell that for $54.95. And last year, I had mentioned the new non-contact thermometer. This is a thermometer you simply point it towards your forehead. You don't have to touch your forehead. Just point it towards your temple or your forehead and press the button. It will not only give you your body temperature, but it also will give you the indoor temperature and the surface temperature. So you've got three products in one. We sell that for $49.95. We also have a talking forehead and ear thermometer. That runs on regular AA batteries. Very small and handy to have. We sell that for $24.95. And we also, when it comes to sugar readings, we have the Voice Prodigy Voice talking meter. That has been a product that's been out there for a long time. They've tweaked it a few times. Now we have the final tweak, which is the Prodigy Voice.
We sell the starter kit for $50.95. That comes with the unit, the control solutions, the carrying case, the batteries, the lancet device, 10 strips, and 10 lancets. We also carry the additional bottle of 50 strips for $16.95. If you need additional strips, a box of 100 lancets are $3.50, and the control solution is $6. In regards to health and fitness, we carry a brand new talking pedometer. This pedometer, you don't have to attach it to your belt or your shoestrings or whatever. You simply put it in your pocket, and it will accurately give you your steps, the time it took you to walk those steps, and the distance. We sell that for $15.95. It takes one CR2032 battery. We also have the talking jump ropes, been out there for many years. We still carry it. We sell it for $12.95. The jump rope is probably no explanation. It's a jump rope. It will tell you your calories burned, the time it took you to jump, and how many times the rope rotated around. Again, $12.95. In regards to keeping track of your weight, we have a scale that I highly, highly recommend. And I'll tell you why. This is the first scale that I've seen where you simply stand on it. You don't have to tap it with your foot, because to me that seems to unbalance you. You simply walk up to it and stand on it. It goes up to 330 pounds, runs on three AAA batteries, speaks English and Spanish. It is made out of tempered glass. It's rectangular in shape. We sell it for $34.95. We also have a round tempered glass scale, kind of a light blue in color. Speaks English and Spanish. Runs on two AAA batteries. That one goes up to 396 pounds. We sell it for $39.95. You do have to tap it with your foot to get it to wake it up. And then she says, please step on the scale, and you can step on the scale. Both of those scales are accurate up to a tenth of a pound. As I'm discussing things with my host, and you've heard a little bit of the clock, notice that he has a beautiful mantle clock. We call it our Richmond clock. This one is a special price. It's $89.95. I will tell you that this clock is a $300 clock retail. You say, well, why are you selling it at $89.95? Because it is being liquidated. They're no longer producing it. I ran in as fast as I could to get as many of these clocks as I can. If you see it on my website, I can't even advertise the price on my website. I'm prohibited. So if you forget the price of $89.95, just give us a call. I will tell you, I have four left, and that is the end. Okay? It is a beautiful clock. It does several things. It does the Westminster. It does the Westminster every 15 minutes and then strikes the hour. It does 16 melodies, or it does three Christmas melodies. You can have it play continuously, or you can have it turn off at night and come on back in the day, or turn it off completely. Now I'm going to demonstrate a little bit of what the clock sounds like. Let's see, let me find the buttons here. And I will demonstrate, I'll demonstrate the Westminster. liking. All right, now I'll demonstrate. That's one of the 16 melodies, and I will demonstrate to Christmas. Okay. So you get an idea. It's $89.95. Hurry fast on this. I don't want to sound like Home Shopping or QVC, but you need to hurry fast on this one because, like I said, I only have four left, and it's a very, very beautiful clock. I do have some other, I call them collector clocks because these clocks are finely made. They're Japanese made, and they're keepers, they're keepsakes. These are the kinds of clocks that you'll pass down generation to generation. We have our Versailles clock for $159.95. And same setup as far as Westminster and the melodies. And I also have a wall version. We call it the Espresso 2 clock. A very large wall clock. It's about 28 inches tall by 10 inches wide. Still the Westminster, the 16 melodies, and the three Christmas songs. We sell that for $219.95. All right, so moving along here, I'm getting ready to say hello to the kiddies. So I'm walking down the hallway, and lo and behold, I see the talking thermostat. We sell a talking thermostat, works with any heating and air conditioning. It's a dual one. So if you have a heat pump or just regular heating and air conditioning, this thermostat will work. We sell it for $199.95. When you press the buttons, it'll tell you the temperature that you're lowering or raising the temperature. There's a little door on the unit. You open that up, and it will walk you through all of the things you could do as far as setting the furnace to come on at certain times and go off. Everything speaks on it. So it's a very, very nice product. I actually personally have one myself on my wall. I've had it for a number of years. All right, so then we go into the son's room. And we notice that he has our Sony boombox, made by Sony, good brand name. It has the cassette player recorder on it. It has a CD player, and the CD also plays MP3 CDs for those people buying books from Amazon or whatever. It's hard to find a unit now that has the ability to play MP3 CDs, and it also has an AM/FM radio. The bass sound is excellent. It really puts out a beautiful sound. We sell that for $69.95. I noticed that on his bedstand, he has a little clock with the dog standing there. And when you set the clock, the alarm on the clock, it sounds like this.
Wake up, it's time to get up. I need to go out now, so please get up. Stop being lazy or sleepyhead. You and me, don't get out of bed. I'm really not kidding, I'm totally serious. I got a piece of bad, I'm going delirious. I lay in a bed, and you just keep snoozing, but you better get up or I'll start talking.
All right, so it's a little dog dancing around. Trying to get the guys up out of bed. We have a number of fun talking alarm clocks. The alarms make sounds or cries like a baby or sings a religious song. So we have a variety of clocks that have interesting alarms on them. I also noticed that he has the Wild West shooting game. What that is a stand, and you take your bottles and cans, they're plastic, and you get an infrared gun. And when you shoot, point the gun at the cans and bottles, it will shoot them off of the stand. And when it does, it makes shooting sounds. Boys and girls like to play with it. It functions from quite a few feet away. And so it's just a fun target practice game that boys and girls like to play. We sell that for $49.95. Oh, by the way, I don't think I mentioned the price on the dog clock. That was $24.95. He also has some games in his room. One of them is the Bop It. Many of you know that Bop It's been around for a long time. It's a voice game that speaks you through playing it. The idea is to keep up with what the guy is telling you what to do. And so you start it. This is their latest classic one. It's called Bop It Beat. You press it again.
Spin it. First time spinning?
And so I'm not very good. I wasn't paying attention, but basically it plays the music of Nicki Minaj and some of the more modern-day singers that kids all know about. We sell the Bop It Beats for $19.95. And let's see. We still have our freeze-up game, our talking category game for $24.95. And we have a new little pocket game called Memory Maze. It's very much like the Simon, but it's very small, fits in your pocket. Just follow the sounds and play the game like Simon. That one is $6.95. All right. Again, we have a lot of games, build it yourself. Things for boys and girls. You can build your own vacuum. You can build your own bank, talking bank. You can build your own doorbell. All of these little kits we have at the Speak to Me catalog. So if you have a young man or young lady that likes to tinker and make things, then you know, the Speak to Me catalog has that gift for that person. We have a book that has Lego pieces. If someone doesn't know about Lego but would like to play with Lego, we have a book with the pieces for $21.95 so they can get started playing Lego. Moving along to the girls' room, she has a number of interesting Speak to Me products like our Princess Bear. She loves to, this is a girly, girly room, so she's going to have a lot of little bears and dolls and things in her room. One of the products she has is our Princess Penelope, and this is a white stuffed, very, very, very soft bear, and she has a blue crown and a blue satin dress, and when you press her hand, she'll play princess music. Or we have our Felicity Bear, another white, soft, plump bear with blue stuffed wings and a blue pinafore. And when you squeeze her hand, she plays fairy music. Again, there's a lot of little bears in her room. We have Hazel, Violet, and Trinity. They all sing. That's one of the bears for $19.95. This is Violet for $19.95. Each of these bears are about 9 inches tall. Their head move as they sing, and they sing as you can hear, a very popular, well-known song that we know of. This is Trinity.
The moment I wake up, before I put on the makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
Sounds very much like Dionne Warwick, but I don't think that's her, but they do a pretty good job of that. All of those fairs are $19.95. Of course, we still have our Noah Bear.
Of all the things you can make in life, remember a friend is someone who makes a difference. A friend is someone you want to thank for a thousand things.
We have a series of bears called Noah Bear that talks about friendship, prayer, feel better.
Someone who cares very much for you wants you to feel better. So I'm sending you some bear hugs.
And so he talks about Noah Benchy is a well-known poet, and his poetry is represented in these bears. So each bear has a little T-shirt on, and the mouth moves as he recites the poetry. Let's see. Again, we have a number of books for the children, for the girls. It'll be our paper doll book. We have a finger knitting book. You could actually knit by using your fingers. We have a bead loom book where a little girl can make beads with the tools and products that come in the book. All of these books range from about $16.95 to about $20.50. All right, so going down the hallway out of the children's room, I happened to go back into the living room and I noticed I totally missed their beautiful decorated Christmas tree and all their Christmas items that they have there. And one of the things they have is our record a Christmas bear. Basically, you take his left foot, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and press his left hand,
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And when he repeats what you say, his mouth moves according to what you said. He holds a little card holder where you can put a gift card or something. And you press his right hand.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a...
And as he sings the song, his mouth moves. We sell him for $28.95. We have some beautiful little decorative music boxes. We call them the pom-pom music boxes. They're each $11.95. They play real piano music. They're about 2.5 inches in diameter, little square little boxes with Santa or the snowman or a reindeer on them. I would say this would be cute as a presentation for maybe a pair of earrings or a necklace. Put it inside and present this as your Christmas gift. So there's three different styles, and they all play Christmas music. They're $11.95. We also have some Christmas cards. They're in like a little, I guess you would call it little case or sleeve, sleeve. And when you pull the record, plastic record out of the sleeve.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
There's the kid singing Santa baby, or the other one is the other record will play.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Gene Autry singing Here Comes Santa Claus. All of the, both of those, we have a two, they're $11.95. And let's see, so a lot of Christmas things at this Christmas time, a lot of Christmas decorations and things that you can find at the Speak to Me catalog. We have a hat that sings Feliz Navidad. A little bell on the end of the hat that waves back and forth as it plays Feliz Navidad, sings Feliz Navidad. That one is $24.95. And of course, as I'm sitting there waiting for my dear husband to pick me up, I hear a little sound coming, a little beep sound, and I realize that they have a wireless driveway alert to let them know if somebody is in the driveway or they have a intruder. So my host says, well, I enjoyed your stay. Your husband's outside waiting for you, and we part our ways. Just to kind of give you an idea how these things kind of, work into your everyday living at the Speak to the Catalog. And they don't have to be dull and boring. They can be fun and interesting, but then bring a little smile to everyone's face and your face too. I just want to go over a couple little other things that we sell at the Speak to Me. One that I got excited about in particular, because I know time is short. The newest thing is the Label Wand. This is a competitor to the Pen Friend. The Pen Friend runs about $159. You get a few little labels, and that's about it. However, I have the Label Wand. $88.95. Comes with 162 labels and 72 washable labels. That's the beauty of it. It can take up to a 32 gig card that can be inserted into the unit. Everything speaks. It'll speak English or Spanish for $88. And $99.95. Can't beat the price, half the price of the Pen Friend. Run and get it. It's fantastic. Of course, we still... Oh, one more thing. And I could go on and on and on. One more thing, though, that I thought was interesting. We have a religious item. It's called our Phineas the Fish. It is a plastic fish. And on one of the sides of the fish, it has buttons. In the unit, you have a children's choir, and they sing about 10 different religious songs. Really sweet, really nice. I'll demonstrate. You turn it up. That's volume.
Thank you, God, for all you do for me. Thank you, God.
I'll take another one.
For all you do. Father, now I pray you hear me, keep me in your loving care.
Another one.
Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
So you have about 10 religious songs that these children sing. Really beautiful, very sweet. Takes regular AAA batteries, which come with it, and is only $19.95. One more quick thing. I also have a keychain for $5.95. It speaks in Spanish and it recites the 23rd Psalm.
Salmo 23. El Señor es mi pastor, nada me falta. En verdes pastos, Él me hace reposar. A las aguas de descanso me conduce.
Just a sweet, nice gift. Oh, excuse me, it's $6.95. For $6.95, for anyone that you know that might speak Spanish, religious, and would like a little small little token of your esteem and appreciation. So I will conclude that. Again, I could go on and on and on, and I'm sure, you know, I only have a certain amount of time here, but hopefully that kind of gave you an idea of what we have at the Speak to Me catalog, and I will now, well, let me mention one thing. Our phone number, again, is 800-248-9965, or go to our website at speaktomecatalog.com to see our products and hear our products on the web. Release it.
Denise, as usual, wonderful. Seth, we thank you. My goodness, what a great husband you have there, holding that control key down. Let's move into a couple of questions while our other speakers, we'll check and see that he's here. Randy, if you can. JJ is next. Ron, do we have any questions of Denise up there on the screen, please?
Currently, I see two questions. Actually, three now. Joni is first.
Hi, Denise. I have a couple questions. Does the Richmond clock, does that take batteries, and what batteries does it take?
Yes, it takes, which come with it, it takes two C batteries. And let me think, I think it took a couple of AA batteries, but all of the batteries come with the clock.
Okay, and my second question is, do you happen to have talking dice?
No, I don't.
Okay, good question, though. People have asked that one. Okay, next question, Ron.
John is next.
What do you have for novelty items, Denise? And by the way, this is my favorite pot of stocking stuffers.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. As far as novelties, I did have some sitting here, but I know we were kind of restrained by the time. For instance, I have a keychain that recites the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We saw that for $4.95. We have a lot of buttons, like, like the blah button. The no button, the yes button, the sorry button, the maybe button, the over the hill button, just piles. We probably have about two or three pages of talking buttons. They all range from $8.95 up to about $11.95. Now we are coming out with a series of no pen, blah pen, a number of ink, real ink pens that actually talk. It's just quite a number of fun novelty things, reasonably priced.
Okay, the final question, Ron. Let's take one more here because she came in a bit late or was late because of technical issues. So I'll give her one more question, please.
Okay, Fran is next.
I wanted to know, Denise, well, I'll ask one question. Do you have a keychain that's a clock? And the other question and the other thing I want to know is if you have the Promise Bible, because I went to a Christian bookstore to get it, but the discs were, there were 69 discs, so I can't use that because it would be too hard to label it. So would you have that?
Well, Fran, unfortunately we did have the Word of Promise Gold Bible. You know, just a little handheld device fits in your pocket, but unfortunately they have discontinued it. So it's very sad to hear about that, but I asked why. She said they didn't sell enough of them, so they weren't going to continue with that. Maybe if you go on eBay or Amazon, it's made by Gold, G-O Bible, and they do have the Word of Promise in that. I do sell the mini clock keychain. We have a oval white for $7.95 or a black rectangular for $7.95.
Denise, on behalf of Accessible World and Tech Talk, we thank you so very much. Denise does a great deal to help the blindness community, and just be watching. Good things you'll see around that she's done and for us, and we thank her so much. We must move on at this time. I think next time I keep promising myself this gentleman is in the East. I may juggle the two here because we're on the West Coast. So we'll see next year. But you wonder, some have asked me, well, we've heard these vendors before, but everybody wants them back. And I go by popularity, and you can see why after hearing Denise. She and Seth really put their hearts into their business. And here's another guy who does that as well. We're very honored. Let me give the email and information here if I can. support@atguys.com is one thing you want to, you know, if you have questions, phone 269-216-4798. He will give that, I'm sure, many, many times. It's my great privilege here and honor to present our good friend, J.J. Maddow of AT Guys, and what a fine company it is. J.J., welcome, and happy holidays.
Hey, how's it going, and how's the audio level here?
Sounds good to me, and my hearing's the worst of the bunch. Ron, is it okay with you? Hearing no answer, it's fine with me.
I'm not Ron, but it's fine.
There we go. Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's so good to be back, and it's another annual tradition here. Love being on here on Stocking Stuffers, and it's one of my first chances to kind of go through what we have going on for the holidays, which everyone's here celebrating. Love hearing the Speak to Me stuff. That was some fun stuff as I came in kind of on the end of it. Came in a few minutes ago. We just got done recording this week's podcast. If you haven't checked it out yet, by the way, Blind Bargains, which we've been around for a long time at blindbargains.com, we have a weekly podcast now called the Blind Bargains Cast. So it's myself and Joe Steinkamp and other cool people that kind of rotate in and out. And we talk about the latest in assistive technology and other things as well. So go ahead and check that out at blindbargains.com or get the app on your iPhone or Android. And you can have another cool source along with Tech Talk and everything else out there to keep up with some of the latest in assistive tech. But today I'm here to talk about AT Guys stuff and what we have going on for the holidays and beyond. Lots of cool stuff here. Let me start.
Page 1 of 5. Let's, adjustable.
I'm going to get my...
swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Got so many tech accessories here. I want to see if I can get...
connected to Jason's.
I got a Bose speaker here we're connected to, and it may or may not connect to it. But if it doesn't, then we're just going to do it a different way. Okay, so...
Page 1 of 5. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
There we go. Yes, so I have music going here in the background. I'm trying to step a little bit here. How did I get this going? And stopping it now, I'm sitting over here with the brand new iOS and whatever you have, multimedia Bluetooth remote control. Yes, it's a remote for your iPhone or your Android or Windows or Mac or whatever you have. So why would you want a remote for your iPhone? Well, you might have your iPhone and your Bluetooth speaker across the room, which is all cool and dandy, but what if you want to kind of go through and skip through tracks on Pandora or Spotify? Well, you know, from your phone itself, you can do the two-finger double tap, the magic tap, and you can play and pause. That's cool. But there is no gesture to do next track or previous track or to rewind and fast forward. But on this remote, there are buttons for all of these. So I can hit the play button, which is near the top, and of course we're playing. Oops. Here we go. I'll turn it down a little bit. And bracken to the right of that, it's kind of one of those little four-way arrow control things. So I can press to the right side and skip to the next song on Pandora. And there it is. And it's Pandora, so you can't go to the previous song, but in an app like Spotify, you could. You can do up and down arrow for volume. And you can adjust the volume that way. One of the other cool things you can do is there's actually a home button right on here, too. So you can hold down the home button and get to Siri directly from here. So you can actually kind of control Siri straight from the remote. There's also a mute button. Very useful to have. And you can kind of just use this and keep this in your pocket and have a way to control your music or other things, podcasts, whatever, directly from this little remote. Incidentally, it works with Blind Square. So if you're using the Blind Square GPS app, and you know how they have these, the Blind Square has these little controls that you can do it from a headset. Well, you can do it from this little remote as well. You can get the Where Am I, or you can do a lot of the stuff from the Blind Square menu straight from this little remote. When I say little remote, it really is. If I take two of my fingers and lay them next to each other, That's about how wide and long this is. So it's maybe about 4 inches long, inch and a half wide, and a half inch thick. You have the play, pause, and then the volume and track buttons near the top. Below that's a row of three, which is home, mute, and to the far left is a hide show keyboard button, because you know, sometimes you actually want to use the text keyboard on your phone. Below that's a little thing with a numeric pads, which you can use to pair it. And on the left side is a on-off switch. So as soon as you turn it on, it will immediately repair and connect. It runs on two batteries, which are user replaceable. They last for about, they say, 6 months, and probably even more, depending on how long you use it, you know, for a single charge. Very light. There it is. It's maybe an ounce or two. And it's available now for $34.99. Incidentally, outside of the iPhone, if you have a Windows computer and you do some of the media apps, say like Winamp or you know iTunes on your Mac, and any of those apps that support media controls, which is what this is, you can use the remote with that too. As long as you have Bluetooth on your computer, you can use the remote with that as well. So lots of flexibility, and it's a really cool new product that we just pulled in last Friday, and they're already selling like hotcakes. So that's the Bluetooth multimedia remote. Everything that we mentioned is available on our site, atguys.com, or you can call us up, and we'll give the phone number at the end. And as we usually do, we may have a coupon code at the end as well, so do stick around for the end of this, and we'll have that. So, I'm going to turn off the speaker and come over to my iPad, because this we're just adding on the site today, and you're getting the first use of it. You're going to get the first demo of this.
Safari.
So,
double tap to open.
You might have heard of a thing called HomeKit. If you haven't, HomeKit is a new thing on the iPhone and iPad where you can control your home. And it's, you know, for a while it's been this kind of futuristic thing, and some people have talked about it, and it's been around for a while. But HomeKit is one of the first ways that it's really kind of coming into its own. So you can actually control and turn on and off things directly. Now, I have kind of a goofy example hooked up because it makes a lot of noise, but it is one that works here. Let's see if we can do this here. Turn on the printer.
Okay, the printer is turned on.
And I'm not sure how well that's coming through, but there's my laser printer over there, and it just turned on. Now, how'd that happen? Well, this is the iDevices switch. And just like it says, it is a way to switch things on and off. That printer right now is plugged in to the switch. The switch is plugged into the wall. So, I could either walk over to the wall and press a little button on the switch, turn it on and off, and it would do it. Or, I could do it with Siri, which is much more fun and interesting. So, you can have Siri turn on and off things from anywhere in your house. So, the switch now is connected to my Wi-Fi network. So, I could be across the house and say, hey, Siri, turn on the coffee pot. And, you know, if you have that set up, it'll turn it on. Or, you know, turn on the lamp. Turn on the stereo. You can also link things together in what they call scenes. So, say you want to come home, and then you want your stereo and your lights, you know, and maybe your air conditioner to all turn on at once. You know, you always do that when you come home. You can give a scene for all of that, and then just give it one name and say, hey, Siri, turn this thing on, and it will do it all for you from the commands from Siri. There's also the iDevices app. And we'll see if we can get into this here. I'll turn this up a little bit here. Went past it. iDevices, but it's really iDevices. So there's a lot of things you can do in this app. Like you can set up schedules, and this is the same app, by the way, the cooking thermometer, which we demoed before, and I'll mention again in a minute. Same app, but it's free. And one of the cool things that you can do is you can measure energy usage. You may have heard of these devices before where you can plug in something and it will visually display how much energy you're using. Well, none of those are accessible. This is. Go on here. Heading. I call this printer. Energy usage.
Full report. Heading. 18.3 watts. Now, 6.4 hours. Average.
So, right now, the printer is using 18.3 watts of power. That's what it's drawing. That's really useful to use, as you can see what things in your house are hogging energy and which ones are not. I can click on full report, and it will actually tell me how many kilowatt hours have been used today and what the estimated cost for that might be. So it will do a lot of things like that.
Scenes. Included scenes. Zero.
You can do scenes. That's what I was talking about a minute ago, where you can connect several different things to each other and you can control them all. You can also turn things on and off from here, but the easiest way to do it is to do it from Siri. Now, soon, it's in beta right now, you're going to be able to do all this remotely as well. So you can actually, on your way home, have your air conditioner turn on from Siri, and then when you get home, it'll already be on waiting for you. Or the heater, as, you know, it's getting towards winter here in the north. Air conditioner is no longer a thing, but the heater is, and perhaps you can connect that up, depending on the type of heater you have, of course. But the app is free. The app, I would say at this point, is 97% accessible. There's a couple tiny little quirks that we're working with them to get resolved, but nothing that's a showstopper at this point as far as, you know, stopping you from using the app. You know, there's a couple little things that would probably make it a little cleaner, and we're working with them, of course, to make that work. But it's available now, so it's called the iDevices Switch. It's the iDevices plug, indoor plug. It's $59.95. You can get one. You can get a couple and tie them to each other if you want. And you can run your whole house that way if you want. Now, iDevices is a company that we've dealt with before because of the iGrill. If you're not familiar, the iGrill is a really cool set of thermometers, cooking thermometers, that is. Oh, my printer's still on. Hold on. Let's turn off the printer.
What kind of place are you looking for?
No. Turn off the printer.
Okay, the printer turned off.
Thanks, Siri. It's Siri. You know how that works. iDevices does the iGrill, and if you haven't heard of the iGrill, these are cool little cooking thermometers. So you can use them from your oven or from your grill to know exactly what the temperature it is of what you're cooking, or do presets. So what do you mean by that? Well, take the iGrill Mini, which is a single probe wireless thermometer. It works with your iPhone. You're going to take the probe, you're going to stick it in whatever you're cooking, you're going to stick that in the oven. Then there's a 6-foot cord that's also heat safe. You're going to bring it through the oven door and set the transmitter on the outside of the oven. Then, as long as you're within 100 feet, you can bring up the app and you'll know what the temperature it is of wherever the probe is currently. So if you're cooking an Easter ham, or big chicken, or turkey. Thanksgiving is coming up shortly. You can get the temperature of the turkey. Then, tell the iDevices app that you're cooking a turkey. It knows what temperature a turkey should be, and it will set an alarm. It will go off whenever that turkey is done. So you can be sitting in the next room, and you can have it go off. Now, there's other cool accessories for that as well. There's an ambient temperature probe that we now have. So you can, especially if you're outside, if you have a smoker, you can plug this into an iGrill, and you can get the ambient temperature, which is as in the air temperature, because it's really important for a smoker. You don't want it to go outside of a certain range. So that's a new accessory that we have that now goes with your current iGrill that you can get. So there's the Mini and the Pro. The Mini is $39.99. The Pro is $99.99. What's the difference? Well, the Mini is single probe, one probe, and that's all it will take is one probe. The Pro is two probes already, and it expands up to four. So, and it also has a visual display. So, for the absolute grill aficionado, the Pro may be the better deal, because you can plug in, you know, one for your steak, and one for your chicken, and then have an ambient probe going there as well at the same time. And the app will tell you all. It'll keep track of all of them. If you have, you know, three probes plugged into a Pro, or if you had two iGrill Minis, the app will keep track of all of that and let you know what's going on. So, it all connects with the app. It all works with iPhone or Android. And the Pro, like I said, is $99.95. The Mini is $39.95. Incidentally, the Switch right now is iPhone only. It will work with the Android soon, but it's not yet. But that's coming. But right now it is just an iPhone, iPod, iPad product. So that's some of the coolest new iConnected, iDevice type stuff that we have. Let me move on to some of the other accessories that you might get for your phone or even other devices. Headsets. We have lots of headsets now, so I'm going to break it down for you and help you decide which one that you need to get. So, first of all, there's two different types. The first question you need to answer is, do you want wired or wireless? So wired will plug into your iPhone, will plug into your Victor Stream, will plug into your Blaze, EZ, will plug into your Note Taker, anything. It's regular headphone jacks. We have a couple of those. And then we have wireless. All the wireless ones we have are Bluetooth, meaning that it will connect to any device that supports Bluetooth, such as your iPhone, such as your BookSense, some of the note takers, and some computers. So that's the first decision you want to make. I'll go over the wireless ones first, because those seem to be the most popular, and then I'll come back and hit the wired ones, because they're kind of related. So, four now wireless headsets. We keep adding a couple of these. Four of them. One is a one ear, and the other three are two ears. So we'll start with the one that is a single ear. That's the Plantronics that we've had for a while. It's called the Mark II. It's a single ear headset, and that one's really ideal for if you just want to make phone calls. It has really good call clarity. The people on the other end can hear you really well. It has voice prompts to kind of guide you through the setup and the pairing of the Plantronics headset. And it's very discreet. You can have it kind of in your ear or hanging right by your ear, and it looks, you know, stylish. It's, you know, it's a modern look for a headset. It's very small, you know, just enough to, you barely are going to feel it's there. But its single goal pretty much is phone calls. Now, you can use it with voiceover. You can use it to listen to things like podcasts if you want, but it is a one-ear headset, so you're probably not going to do much music with it. But if you just want to mostly make phone calls and do simple things like that, I'd recommend the Mark II. That's $59.95. That brings us to the two-ear ones. We have three of them now. We have Bone Conduction, we have earbuds, and then we have the big DJ style. The Bone Conduction, I'll start there. That's the Aftershocks. That's our most popular headset now. And they've just been updated about 2 weeks ago. So these are now the Blues 2S. Kind of like the iPhone thing, you know, they're doing the S. The Aftershocks Blues 2S. And what they've pretty much done with the latest version is made it so it's a little louder sound, a little more form-fit to your ears. It's kind of a minor update, but it is still, you know, the best in Bone Conduction. So if you're not familiar, Bone Conduction means that you can put the headphones, if you will, around the back of your head, and they actually rest in front of your head on your cheekbone. They don't cover your ears at all. They actually go in front of your ears. So you can hear your surroundings, and you can still hear the headset. So they're great for a few different things. If you're walking outside and you want to hear your surroundings, but say you want to use Blind Square or some other GPS app, or just, you know, hear other people, you can do it that way. Or if you're sitting in an office and you need to, you know, hear when other people walk into your room, you can use the wireless Aftershocks Blues as well. So they're great for speech. They're okay for music. They're decent for music. We do have better ones that have more bass and things like that if you want a great music set. But they're good for speech, like I said. Decent microphone for phone calls and things like that. You do have the buttons on there. You have volume buttons, and you can also do play pause and things like that from the Blues 2S. Also, for those that are hard of hearing, we've had a lot of people that have various types of hearing aids and implants, and are able to still use these headphones with those. So that's really exciting to know that there is an option for if you're in that situation. So those are $99.95, and they, like everything else, are available now at atguys.com. We have two other headsets. One is earbuds. Nice earbuds. These are from a company called Soul Republic, and these are one of the most stylish brands out there for earbuds. They're wireless. So what they are, they're two earbuds and a little kind of band that'll rest on the back of your neck. It kind of just hangs there, and that's just the style these days. It looks great. The earbuds have little rims on them, and these have some deep bass, man. It sounds really good. They will definitely immerse you into the music that or whatever you're listening to. So they're really good for music. They do have a speakerphone or microphone, things like that, but music is the forte for the Soul Republic Shadow. Very ominous, you know, sounding name. And again, you can hardly see that you're wearing these anymore. You know, the Bluetooth stuff has come so far now, it doesn't look goofy anymore. It's really cool. So if you're looking for a good pair of wireless earbuds with a lot of bass, you can get the Shadow. We have them here, $99.95. The last is the Soundtracks. Now, the Soundtracks are your DJ headphones. These are the cups that are going to cover your ears entirely. But they, again, will give you a lot of bass and a lot of music sound. So that's really cool. If you're really big into music, you just want to be in your own little world and forget everybody else's world, you can put these on. These are the Soundtracks. Now, these do wireless Bluetooth, wired, so you could plug it into a source like a Victor Stream, And they have a micro SD card slot. So you can play music directly from the card, the memory card, and actually just play it right through the headset without even having to connect it to anything. So that's the soundtracks. They're also $99.95 along with the Shadow. So those are the wireless headsets. Excuse me. Take a breath here for a second. So many products here. It's the water. Ah, there we go. I keep adding more and more products every year. It gets very exciting. So, wired headsets. We have some wired versions of the wireless ones I just mentioned. So, Aftershocks, the bone conduction I just mentioned, is available in a wired version. Two of them, actually. There's the Sport with a microphone. That's a $49.95 pair of headphones. Again, they're the same bone conduction technology. They don't cover your ears. A lot of office people, especially if you're in a situation where you're on your working on your computer and you have your headphones plugged into your computer, you can use these, and they work great in that situation. Or if you don't even need a microphone, you can knock another $10 off for $39.95. You can get the Sports 3, which is the Aftershocks without a microphone. It just plugs into your headphone jack, and you can use it with your computer or whatever else you want to use it with. There's also a wired version of the Soul Republic. They're called the Jacks. So if you're looking for a good pair of replacement wired earbuds, you want some good sound, but you don't want to break the... These are nice-looking earbuds, and they sound good, and they have on the wire, they have the controls for volume and play and pause and things like that. They're
$39.99. Screen locked.
Okay. Screen locked. They're $39.99, so they're a $40 pair of nice earbuds that sound good. They are wired, so you can plug them into your iPhone. You can plug them into a lot of other things. So, lots of options, as you can see, for headsets. And this stuff will work with your iPhone. It'll work with an Android. A lot of it will work with other things, too, like a Victor Stream or a Blaze or any, whatever else you might have. So, lots of options there. Speaking of sound... We do still have the Sound Pods, one of our most popular items. It's a Bluetooth speaker, and you can use it in the same way as you can the soundtracks. You can do wireless music. You can do wired music. You can plug it into something like a Victor Stream, or you can put in a micro SD card slot and play music straight from there. So the speaker is about 2 inches tall, maybe 3 inches wide. It's a little cylinder, about 2 inches tall, like I said, and it's small. But it has enough sound to fill up a medium-sized room. So if you're in a room that's, say, the size of a living room, you get a lot of volume out of the speaker. Probably 2 to 3 times the volume that you get out of your phone. Enough to fill a small room, enough for 20 people to easily hear it. I do it a lot for demos and things like that. Great at hotel rooms. Just enough where you need some more sound, a bit of bass, and very portable. It's under a pound, way under a pound, and like I said, you can easily fit into most pockets because it's a couple inches tall and a couple inches wide. The Sound Pods are available for $49.95. Like I said, one of our most popular items. We've had it for a couple years and been really happy with how these have worked. We haven't had many returns or anything from these over the years. Been a really popular item. Let's get away from speakers and sound. There's a lot of speakers and sound stuff. Let's talk about a couple of our old standbys that are still around, but it's still awesome products. The MyCharge Talking Battery Packs. These are the ones that will tell you the current battery status. Wait, do I have one around here? No, I don't have it. I don't have it here right now. These are the ones that will tell you your current. Oh, I do have one right here.
Battery is near full.
Battery is near full. There you go. So that is the charge of this battery pack. I can use it to charge devices such as my iPhone, or my Android phone, or my new Victor Stream, whatever I happen to have, I can plug it into this battery pack whenever I'm not near an outlet. So you can use the battery pack to charge things when you're on the go, and you don't have a wall outlet to help you out. So you can charge your iPhone 6 2 to 2.5 times off of one charge of this battery. You can plug in anything that has a USB cable just about. So the top of this, there's a USB port. You plug in your Lightning cable right there at the top, and then you can charge directly from the MyCharge battery. There's also a fold-out plug on the back of the battery that you can use to charge the battery itself. So it has a lot of power. It can charge lots of different things, from iPhones to iPads to even your USB Braille displays and things like that, whatever you happen to have. It's a little bit cheaper now, too. The MyCharge is now $79.95 on our store at atguys.com, so you can go get the MyCharge battery pack. We still have the R2 Mini keyboards. One of our first items that we had 3-4 years ago, and we still do, it's RII, but it really is R2. It's a mini Bluetooth keyboard. It's a handheld size, and you can put it in your pocket, in your purse, in your briefcase, and you can type with ease. It's about the size of a Franklin Language Master as far as the size of the keys, and you can use it to type on your iPhone or Android or anything else that takes Bluetooth. It has 66 small keys on it, but they're all pretty concave, so you can feel them all apart from each other. They're all separate, so you can feel all the keys. They don't just all run into each other. So you can use it to do a lot of texting. A lot of people do the thumb typing and things like that with these keyboards. Lots of possibilities, and it's great for taking notes and things like that. So we still have the R2 keyboards, and they're available for $45. Tactile screen protectors are still a thing. The great people at SpeedDots have been giving us those for a long time. Especially if you're a new iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch user, get a tactile screen protector, and it will kind of help you orient yourself to your device. You can put one of these on, and then you have a whole bunch of little dots that'll be on the top of your phone that'll be on the screen protector that'll kind of help you orient yourself and kind of help you find your way around. So if you're a new user especially, these are a great tool, starting at just $8 or $9, depending on which phone model you get. They're a great tool to have. You can put that with some cases that we have. We still have OtterBox cases for the iPhone 5 and 6 currently, and the 6 Plus. And when I say 6, I also include 6S and 6S Plus are the same. They do the same stuff and use the same cases. So we have OtterBox cases. These are the really hard shell protective cases. These are the ones you can beat up your phone all day, but your phone's going to be protected inside the OtterBox case. And it's very useful to have a case that's really going to support your phone. And you pull your phone out a year or two whenever you want to sell it, and the phone will look like it's brand new. So those cases are available for $49.95 with a tactile screen protector already on the case. It's already attached. We have another one for the iPhone 6 and 5S called the MagPul. Now, MagPul makes housings and covers for bullets and firearms. So, some pretty strong stuff, strong materials, and the same rigid plastic material be on the back of your phone to protect it. It's a simple, low-profile case. It's called the Field Case. So this one's very light. If you think the OtterBox is bulky and heavy and too heavy for you, look at this one instead. It will cover the back and the sides of your phones. All the ports will be exposed, the headphone jack, the camera, and the home button, all that. And like I said, we'll just cover the back and the sides of your phone. It's thin, rigid plastic, and very, very durable. These are the MagPul Field Cases, only $16.95. That's definitely deserving, but only, because it's a really good case for the price that they're charging for it. And made in the USA as well, so that's a nice little bonus as well. iPhone stuff, I think that's pretty much it on the iPhone stuff, and I'll run down a few other things that we have. The Meteor Vibrating Pocket Watches. We've had these for a couple of years. These are really cool. It is a 3-button timepiece that you can keep in your pocket or attached to your keychain, and you can check the time using vibration. So, if you're in a situation where you need to check the time, but you don't want to let everybody else know you're checking the time, you can use the Meteor Vibrating Pocket Watch to do that. There's one button for the hours, 1 through 12. There's one button for the tens of minutes, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. And there's a button for the minutes, 0 through 9. And you just press the 3 buttons or any combination of them, and it will vibrate to tell you the time. You can also hold down the buttons to set the time. That's all accessible as well. These are the Meteor Vibrating Pocket Watches, and they are $117 right on our site, atguys.com. It's a Swiss watch, Swiss movement as far as the time, so very accurate. And one battery with regular use, I've been told, lasts for up to 2 to 5 years. I've actually not had to replace a battery for one of these yet. So we've had these for about 2.5 years now, so it's definitely a durable item and a long-lasting item. It's a really cool thing, direct from Switzerland and a company called Alexandra Vision. Really cool stuff. We sell several of the products from Hims, if you were not aware, especially the lower-cost stuff from Hims. So we have the Blaze digital book players, although we don't really call them book players anymore. We're calling them a multiplayer. Why? Well, it plays books, plays MP3s, it has a radio, it plays music, it plays videos, and it does OCR. It does not clean your kitchen sink, but it does everything else. So, yes, it has OCR. You could take a picture of some of you. It has a color identifier. It has a clock. The ET has a calculator. It can get a dictionary. It does a lot of different things. So, if you want a device that will do a lot of reading for you and just lots of basic functions, and you want it to have buttons, and you want it to have last for a long time, battery-wise, you know, you don't want to do all that stuff on your iPhone, think about the Blaze. Book players, multiplayers. You can download NLS books directly with a couple buttons. You can download Bookshare directly with a couple buttons. There's a lot of simple things that you can do with this, and it's a simple device that does a lot. So these are the EZ, which is the simpler model, and there's less buttons. So that's $5.95. And the ET, which is the more advanced, has numeric keypad, and does a little bit more, is $7.95. The ET is definitely the more popular of the two, but of course you can get whichever one suits you. We have the Smart Beetle. The Smart Beetle is a 14-cell Braille display from HIMSS. And the hook about this Braille display is that you can connect it to up to 5 or 6 different things at once, actually. So by connect, I mean you can have them paired to your iPhone, your computer, your Android, your other computer, your friend's phone, and something else. And you just press a button to flip between one to the other. So the practical use, you might not have 6 things, but you might have 2. If you have your laptop in front of you and you have your iPhone next to you, you used to have to, with a Braille display, pair to one, connect, then disconnect, pair to the other one, switch it back over. No. Don't do that anymore. Just press a button and go back and forth between them. It's really simple for things like that. So, a lot of cool features, and it just came out last summer, so they're definitely going to be updating it a lot more. But you can get that for $1,345. Now, or $1,349, I'm sorry. Now, you know, something like that, like, oh, that's $1,300. That's really expensive. Something you might be interested in, there's a program from PayPal called Bill Me Later. And it's a no interest for 6 months credit thing, but it's a way to do payments on an item, and you can get approved through PayPal, and we're all set up with that. So you can pay us through PayPal's Bill Me Later. We'll get the money. You'll get the item, and then you can pay for it over time. And so that's available for anything that you want to buy from us, especially the more expensive things, if you want to try to find a way of doing that. One more from HIMSS quickly. The Candy Video Magnifiers. Sounds yummy, especially after Halloween. This is the Candy 4 HD2 Video Magnifier. And the thing I like about this thing is it has a kind of a handle that you can put in a few different positions. So you can hold it right-handed, you can hold it left-handed, you can hold it, you know, in various ways, or you can lay it on the table in front of you and roll along the page, and it will magnify from 1x up to about 30. As a 4-inch screen, there also is a model with a 5-inch screen available, and you know, it's the latest in video magnification. So if you are in need, or if you're someone who has enough vision that a video magnifier might be useful to you, definitely consider the Candies, because they're some of the latest in video magnification. I know you always want to try to get the latest when you're buying those products, because you want them to last a while. So, something to consider that we have. The Candy HD4 is $5.95, and the 5-inch is $6.95. We are products dealers, so if you need cases for anything from your Victor Stream to your Focus 14, we get you the case for it. So, if you need a case for anything, just about, let us know. We're a full-line dealer for executive products. They make some great cases over in California, and we can get any of them to you. We'd be happy to do that as well. We have... what am I forgetting behind me? I'm thinking of what's behind me there. We have several other cases as well, and we'd be happy to show you any of that stuff on our website. We have USB to AC adapters. Those are the ones that you plug into the wall, and you can plug in the USB cable to that. You know, if you ever need an extra one of them, we have it. And the ones we have now actually have two USB outlets on them, two USB plugs. So you can plug in two things at once, and you can charge two things from one wall outlet. It's a cool way to save a little bit on that. So we have the voices from Code Factory. We have some of them. If you want to have Eloquence on your screen reader of choice and it's not normally available, you can get it through Code Factory, or from Code Factory through us. You can get Sappy Eloquence or from us, which means you can run it on NVDA. You can run it using Jim Kitchen's Windows games, and you can have it with Eloquence. Golf has never been so much fun, and actually now speaks really fast and clear. using Eloquence and from Sappy, and it's about $70. So you can get that from us. We have other cool games as well. We sell Super Egg Hunt, which is just a fun little pass-the-time game from Elworks, and that's a $15 game that you can get from us as well. And, of course, if you don't know what to get, have someone get you an AT Guys gift certificate. Available in any amount from a penny to $1 million. You can get a gift certificate and then figure out later what you're going to get. They're great for door prizes. If you need a door prize for a convention or a group or a meeting, an AT Guys gift certificate is a really cool idea for that, because then they can pick out all the tech they want. Plus, it's not just for blind people, it's for anybody. So, you know, it's a really cool thing to have. A lot of our products are not even blindness products at all. They just happen to work well for blind people, but they are products that anybody could use and anybody could love. We are at atguys.com, atguys.com. We are on Twitter the same, atguys. Email, support@atguys.com, support at atguys.com. Phone calls, at 269-216-4798. And I'll repeat that, 269-216-4798. While you're at atguys.com, sign up for our newsletter there, and you'll get our Black Friday deals when they come out. I don't even know what they're going to be yet, so don't ask, but I'm sure we'll have something cool, maybe even some new products by then. But sign up for our newsletter. That's different from the Blind Bargains newsletter, which some of you may be on our daily newsletter. The AT Guys Scoop is maybe once a month at most, a newsletter that we send out that you can get some deals and things like that. So that's over at atguys.com, and I mentioned the Twitter and the phone number. And again, support@atguys.com. Stay tuned. We got more cool products coming out. We keep adding on, and we got a lot more stuff that we are working on, and can't wait to tell you about it sometime next year, maybe, or maybe sooner. So thank you so much. I'll be here for as long as we need to do questions and all that. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, JJ. Boy, you have some great stuff here. This is exciting, really exciting. Let's move into it. The hour is growing late in the East, and we apologize, but we really don't. These vendors are fantastic. Okay, Ron, do we have any questions up on the screen, please?
Currently, there are three people with questions, and Mike is first.
Hi, I was wondering, JJ, if you could tell me the Eloquence voices that you can use for a particular screen reader. Can you run them in a portable copy of that particular screen reader or not? And if you need to have me clarify, let me know.
Yeah, so if you want to run it in portable mode, you can put it on a computer. You do have to temporarily hit the register button on that particular machine that you're running it on. In other words, if you're running portable NVDA, you could have it kind of copy to the thumb drive or whatever, and you can put it on that computer, but you do have to kind of register it and deregister it from computer to computer. You can't just put it on a USB stick and move it around, especially with Sappy, because Sappy is kind of baked into Windows and needs to be at least somewhat installed, if that makes sense.
Very good. Good point there. Next question, Ron.
Okay, Mitchell is next.
Okay, Mitchell. Okay, next question.
Okay, Hammett.
Hello, JJ. So, that remote you were talking about, I don't know, because you said it'll work with everything. Will it work with Windows Media Center? And also, you said you guys had the OtterBox cases again. Do you have something like the Defender for the iPhone 6 now? You know, the one that has the clip that you can clip to your belt? I know everybody says, you know, that looks kind of dorky now, and, you know, nobody clips their phone, but it was kind of cool for me, though. I liked it.
Yeah, the OtterBox Defender we do have for the 6 and 6 Plus, and the 6 will work for the 6S, and the 6 Plus will work for the 6S Plus. And it has the clip as well. With, you know, make your own fashion decisions. but it's there. If you choose to use the clip, it does come with the case, and it comes with the screen protector if you choose as well. Yeah, the remote, I haven't personally tested it with Windows Media Center, but I see no reason why that would not work with Windows Media Center, because it's sending the standard commands, play, pause, previous track, next track, those type of things that Windows would recognize. They're standard, you know, keys and buttons. So if Windows Media Center responds to any keyboard that has those buttons on it, it would also work with this, if that makes sense.
And how far away would the remote have to be from my phone, JJ? Would you take a ballpark figure, please?
Yep, it's Bluetooth. So the technical answer is 33 feet, but in practice, I would say 20 to 25 feet away, depending on obstructions and things like that. So it would be like any other Bluetooth device.
Very good. Ron, is that our last question, please?
Okay, looks like Joni has one also.
Hi, JJ. You talked about a speaker. Now, would that work with the Victor Stream?
So the sound pods would work with the Victor Stream. It connects with the wire for the stream. And you can plug the wire from your sound pods to the Victor Stream that we will include with it. And so you could certainly plug that in. It would make it about at least twice as loud, if not more, with the speaker. So you can do that. So, yep, that would work. Oh, and you know what? I need to give out this coupon. Actually, it's the same coupon as last year. I just changed the dates. So code TURKEY will give you 10% off through November 15. So you have a little less than 2 weeks to use that. 10% off any order of $20 or more, excluding shipping. And you can use that and up for the next almost 2 weeks. And I'll be here for a couple more minutes if anybody else still has questions or whatever.
The word is TURKEY. Did I get that right?
Yep.
I'll probably be doing it. I did it last year. JJ, officially, on behalf of Accessible World and Tech Talk, once again, we thank you so very much. You guys are here because you're popular, because you get the job done for us. And we're very proud of your work, and we thank you. And JJ will be around afterwards when we sign off here. I want to thank all of you guys for coming. We have Stocking Stuffers Part 2, and we'll see you next week. Thank you. You're a great audience.